Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guests are two young guys who are from Blessington in County Wicklow. And if you are X Factor fans, you're definitely going to know these guys because they were just an instant success and just really, really quickly got a really big fan base. And we were just chatting off air about the arena tour that they did with the X Factor, and we're going to be hearing all about that. But they've just recently released their own new single, which went straight to number one in the Irish charts. How cool is that? In studio to catch up with us, tell us what they have been up to and what's on the horizons for them, we've Sean and Connor Price. Morning, guys. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I have to say, because Connor, you're 18, Sean is 16.
Other way around.
Yeah. Connor is 16.
Yeah.
And Sean is 18. I think most people listening, when they hear you chat to me, will go, wow, you're really mature. Was it the whole X Factor thing that kind of made that happen?
So the X Factor kind of just made us grow up a lot quicker because we weren't always in school doing nothing. We were actually out, like, performing in arenas, and we were mixing with, like, people who we'd never mixed before. Like,
take me back to the start, to the time when you were, did you have to queue for long for the first audition? Tell us, bring us back to that time.
Yes, the whole X Factor experience is lots of waiting around and queuing. But
we see the edited version.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know when you get around then to the later stages, you're not waiting around as long, but it's definitely all worth it in the end.
Definitely.
Yeah. And which was more nerve-wracking, your very first audition when you go in front of the judges, or then when it gets kind of to the more live shows and all that sort of stuff?
Well, the audition for us actually felt like we were performing for the TV. It didn't actually feel like we were there, because it's just it's just four judges. Like, so it's just like what we've always done before, just performing in a room. But then when we got to the live shows, especially for me, the first week, I was quite nervous because you're just thinking there's millions of people behind that
totally
camera.
And it's totally live, right?
Yeah, 100% live, yeah.
That's the thing that I just get so nervous for people, as in that might be, as you say, used to kind of doing small gigs and then all of a sudden millions of people watching. Yeah. Do you have to just kind of put that out of your head and just go focus on the music?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think week two was Latin week on the show, and I messed up the rap. And it was live, and I was like, I think we're going home. I can't believe it, we're going home. But I think everyone thought I was speaking Spanish because it was Latin week. No one really noticed, and we're like, geez, thank God.
And when you did have to get sent home, was that just the most gutting feeling? Or were you just so proud you got into that point?
Well, there's two sides, two parts of that, because obviously we were good because we've come so far and it's been such a long journey, and then it's just over and you're going to miss everyone who's in the whole X Factor thing. So... But then on the other hand, you have to congratulate yourself and just be like, we've done the best we can and we've got this far, so that's just brilliant.
When did you kind of realise that you worked well together? Because I mean, my brother, who is nearly 2 years older than me, he's 20 months older than me, we get on great and we're best pals. But I'm trying to think back to when we were 16 and 18, and obviously you were younger even starting the X Factor. I don't know if we would have gotten as on as well as you guys.
To be fair, like, performance-wise, I'd always been performing, but I needed a sidekick because I couldn't do it alone. So I heard Connor was singing in his room one day, and I was like, Connor, you can sing. And he was going, I couldn't sing.
I was 11. My voice hadn't broken. It was kind of just screeching. But Sean thought I was singing, so I kind of progressed from there. And then we went busking about a month after. So from 11... and 13 we started busking, and then we started writing songs, and then we started putting stuff on YouTube and Facebook, and then we went for the X Factor.
It's amazing now, isn't it, though, that you have that outlet that you can put stuff online and you can get people's feedback, and I suppose that can be hard as well.
Yeah, but it's like, social media is such an asset to us because it's how we communicate with our fans, it's how we get everything out there and get people to see what we're putting out and what we're doing. So it's,
and it's just something nice about it, so you can actually interact with your fans as well. Like, it's like this stuff where you'd actually talk to your fans and might message them back and stuff like that. So that's just brilliant.
You're actually connected up, which is really, really cool. They are real people, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they're part of the reason that you're here chatting to me. Well, in terms of then when you were doing the live shows and stuff, you were over in London. How did that all work? How long were you there for in total? And how did you keep up kind of school and all that sort of stuff?
Okay, so school didn't really keep up. So we didn't really do that much. But over there, yeah, so we were living in London for about
2 months, is it?
Yeah, 2 months. But the thing, we weren't allowed to live in the X Factor house because me being 15 at the time, So there was child laws, so I wasn't actually allowed to live in the house. So we had an apartment just outside the house.
And who looked after you there?
Well, our parents were there the whole journey, so it was like...
So it was like... It was just like they're the best, like they were supporting us.
Surprise family on tour.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we lived in an apartment just outside, which is, I think, was a plus because we got to go home. We brought our PlayStation. We were playing FIFA at night.
So like, there was a bit of a break from the kind of intensity.
To wind down. It wasn't all like just focused because in the house, it was, even though you were taking a lot of time off, you were still focused
because it's a bit intense. It's just intense.
And you're also living with your competition. And I know, everybody gets on well, but still.
Yeah, no, to be fair, the people that worked on the show this year were saying that the contestants got on so well this year, more than usual. But I think everyone had the same sort of attitude that they're just competing with themselves because everyone was so different, that everyone brought something unique to the show, so everyone was just doing better than they could do.
It doesn't feel that way. Then, of course, you guys did the X Factor tour, and tell us a little bit about some of the arenas and places that you played, like literally thousands upon thousands of people.
It was mental. Like,
and I know millions watch the show, but it's different, I'd say, when you can physically see thousands of people in front of you.
Mm. Yeah, no, standing like in the first show, it was in Belfast in the arena, and then we went to Dublin, and they were like the two best of the whole tour.
For us, because like it's our home crowd.
So was that the most nerve wracking too? Because you're on home ground.
I think we were more comfortable because literally it was just so many people screaming our names and showing us love, and it was just like, even looking back now, that was the best thing that's come out of.
And I think I looked into the audience a few times, and I actually seen people I knew. That's the weird thing. Like, I was looking out, I go, oh, I know you.
And you're tempted to go, hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's up? Give a nice thumb like on stage. So that was mad, just seeing people we didn't even know were there. Actually there watching us and supporting us. So that was also brilliant.
It must be really nice to get that genuine support.
Yeah, definitely.
From people when you are at home in Ireland. And I think that it's great to hear that. And so many artists that we've had in here over the years, say in the music industry in Ireland, there's real great kind of friendship and support and all that sort of stuff. What were the kind of highlights for you then from the X Factor and the tour? What are the things that you'll never forget?
Well, meeting all the contestants and all the people that we've worked with throughout the competition, we've created serious friendships and bonds there. Mm-hmm. So like, they're friends for life, and we'll never forget them. But like, even just the opportunity to have sang on live TV for millions and then play in arenas, like that's something we'll never forget. And hopefully we can do it ourselves one day again.
A lot of people who are 15 and 17 at the time can't say they've played Wembley Arena. They can't say they've played Tier Arena. So that's just amazing to have accomplished that much.
Well, you've a lot going on, guys, and it's been great to have a chat to you. I know that you've got an upcoming tour. You're going to be all over the country in Vicar Street, but that is that kicking off, did you say? It kicks off in Limerick
on the 23rd of June.
And you also have a new single. Tell us a little bit about Be Like You.
Yeah, so Be Like You, we actually sang it live in the Tree Arena on the X Factor tour. So we've had the song for a while now, and we've been working with Larry Hogan in the studio from Dublin Studio Hubs, who's a brilliant producer working on it. But the song is really like, we're just too young now, we don't have a lot of experience in love, so we're not really writing love songs.
Yeah.
The song is called Be Like You, and it's just sort of a fun way of saying just be yourself, express yourself, and
be who you are, which is a great message. If you've just joined me, I have been chatting to Sean and Connor Price. If you want to find out more about the single, congratulations, by the way, because it's number one in the Irish charts. Woohoo! Yeah, that's great. You can go onto their website, seanandconnorprice.com, and of course, all social media channels you'll find the guys on as well. And they are going to play us out with their single, which is called Be Like You. Guys, thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been wasting your time. Things just don't seem to align. You're just making yourself fight. Why can't you see all the signs? This might take a while. This might ruin your life. Cause I know what you're thinking, man. You're so thirsty. And every time you try to change, it doesn't go good. And why you seem to waste your life? Think what you could do. That's not the shine.
Yeah, why can't you be like? like you. You don't need to be dressing to impress the man. Express yourself, cause stressing could depress a man. You could be on the road to success if you had a better plan. Just be yourself, don't pretend and be the best you can, cause ain't nobody as good at being you as you are. You're a true star, don't let them take it too far. Just bring it back when you feel you're under attack. Show them what you got, stand up and show them what they lack. Cause you don't need some appearance, money and all that stuff. Stay true to who you are, cause you are enough. You might be a diamond in the rough, don't think crying don't make you tough. Stand out, be iconic, Shia LaBeouf, yeah, so transform if the needs be. Being yourself ain't easy, trust me, believe me. This message is from me to you, I hope that you can read it true. Just be like you, cause I know what you're thinking, man. You're misunderstood, and every time you try to change, it doesn't go good. And while you seem to waste your life, think what you could do.
What could you do?
Cause I know what you really like, but that stuff don't shine
through.
Why can't you be like you? And you will stay so strong to prove me right, prove them wrong. And in this life, you do belong. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know what you're thinking, man. You're misunderstood. And every time you try to change, it doesn't go good. And while you seem to waste your life, think what you could.
What could you do?
Cause I know what you really like, but that stuff don't shine
through.
Why can't you be like you? Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you be like you? Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you be?
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.